Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, everyone. It is the build-up show. Liverpool, Atletico Madrid, win or bust for the mighty Reds at Anfield. If, of course, it goes ahead. Because there's always going to be some fear-mongering between here and then, and we're not resistant to it. We've had to get rid of Steve after the final word show because he's just too nervous about people coughing and touching the faces.
He's left the building. He's left the building, yeah.
Covered in handgel.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I'm sure this will all come back to haunt me at some point in the future, but we'll worry about the things that are in front of us right now, and that is a massive Champions League game. Ross Chandley, Atletico Madrid, under the lights, 1-0 deficit to overturn. This is living, isn't it?
No.
Shut up!
Yeah, of course, it's what you want. It's the biggest motivation factor you can have for we've been there before. And I get the narrative of, you know, we've had bigger deficits against better opponents and we've been fine, but it's not that easy. The game in Madrid was really tough. We knew before Simeone teams are very disciplined, well-organised, very good at defending, very good at the dark arts. I expect more of that from them, which is fine for them to do, by the way.
Yeah, there's nothing. Look, again, this is the thing, isn't it? George, I was talking about Atletico the week and saying I had a preconceived notion of what they were, and that wasn't based on watching lots of Atletico. It's just that you learn the general gist of what a side is all about and what a manager is all about, and they were all of that and more. Like Klopp referenced it about them having an interesting way of playing. He doesn't like it, he hates it, but he also loves a challenge, and that's what it's going to be. Atletico Madrid are not going to, having fought tooth and nail to get over the line in their own ground, they're not going to rock up to Anfield and just be like, come on lads, and start windmilling into things. They're going to come and they're going to look to defend for their absolute lives, and it's on the Reds to try and find a way to unpick them.
Yeah, and I think as well they'll be under no illusions of what Wednesday means to Liverpool fans and the Liverpool players. I think the atmosphere is going to be something that I don't think we've seen for a while, and I think, you know, I think it will intimidate most of the Atletico side, but I do think the important players in there will kind of thrive on that, which is...
Well, we saw it in the atmosphere they generated. Like, there'll be a coach greeting ahead of this game. There will be. I've seen people trying to organise it. There just will be, because it's a European night. It kind of happens organically in these situations. They had that. They had an amazing one for the Liverpool game. Yeah. They created an amazing atmosphere in the one there. And people can say this for all they want, though. Like, well, they won't be intimidated because they've had it. But there's just a difference between people jeering the opposition and people jeering you.
Yeah.
And as much as you like, even if we've seen the best players in the world come to Anfield and have issues in that kind of environment. Mm-hmm.
I think the other one who springs to mind is Diego Costa, because I do just think no matter what, he will love that.
Yeah.
I do think he will love that. Now, whether that then turns too much and he ends up getting sent off or he ends up getting a yellow or all that could work in the favour, but I do just think him being the kind of pantomime villain that he is will just thrive in that environment.
It worked for him last time when Henderson offered him out in the car park and he shit himself. I'm not asked about Diego Costa. I think he's shit. I think for me, obviously, it's a massive game, and it's these, like, we've never lost a European knockout tie under Jurgen Klopp. There's these things. I have every faith we're going to go and beat Atletico Madrid. The bit I'm not looking forward to is at the start of the season, you know, when we're talking about our gamesmanship and how much we love it. I'm not looking forward to that now, because right from the first whistle, Atletico Madrid are going to try and waste time. They're going to be diving all over the place. It's going to be what frustrating, and until we get that goal, until Bobby Firmino steps up and gets that goal to put us ahead.
Inevitable goal.
It's going to be one of them where it's difficult, it's nervy, but I have every faith that we're going to do it Wednesday night.
I just think it's a new challenge, because we've created those atmospheres in the past, and this is actually where we had real trouble back in 2013-14, because we beat Man City and we put together that cauldron-like atmosphere, booing, jeering and hissing every single touch, and then Mourinho rocked up with Chelsea. It's very difficult to boo and jeer when you've got the ball. This is why it's an interesting challenge, Ross, is because we've got that. We can make it a really hostile environment, but we've got songs now as well. And what we found, what we've been really good at, that is you boo and you hiss for a bit, and then you get bored of that, and then you sing a song. There's going to be so much on the crowd, and it's going to have to come from the players on the pitch as well. We're going to have to see some, because we've just not been as fluid in attack for a number of weeks. We've not scored anywhere near enough goals. We're going to need to see a display. Just something to get us excited, but it's going to be a lot on, you know, Spion Cop 1906 done a brilliant job getting loads of new flags, loads of youngsters who are out in force for the Bournemouth game. That, the whole thing, there's talk of the flags being out for the whole game, which I just think is absolutely incredible. That is our job. Our job is defined. Do everything we can to make as much noise as possible from minute one to minute 90.
Yeah, I think the key you just said there was going hand in hand. Like the first 5-10 minutes is going to be the Liverpool fans, but then we need to see something where it's just it's a tackle, or, you know, I think Andy Robertson's essential for this game. I think he's still in doubt, but, you know, you're talking about Diego Costa, who's the perfect wind-up merchant.
Yeah.
It's Andy Robertson. Go and get in the face and start winding those people up. And then you're right, it's creative football, but I think the past fixtures that we've had, you know, okay, results haven't gone our way, but neither have performances. When we played low block sides, that's essentially what we're going up against now. We're finding different ways to go and do stuff like that. I think Klopp referenced the Man City game where they beat Aston Villa in Carabao Cup. He said, phones going in behind. It was interesting that Trent did that against Bournemouth at the weekend. So, you know, we're preparing different ways to beat them and get at them. And again, you know, there's some players in there that, you know, haven't performed well of late, who still have a point to prove, in my opinion. What better way to do it than do it on Wednesday night?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about who those players are and what we want them to be doing in this game in a moment. But first, it is the Football Index update. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Football Index update. As you well know by now, they have given me £1,000 to generate a portfolio to trade on my football knowledge. The proceeds that we generate from this portfolio are going to go to a charity of our choice. Things were going absolutely splendidly. Those of you who caught up with us last week will know I took drastic action because I felt things needed to happen. And it's not going very well. I brought in Timo Werner. He's down 5p a share, which means we're down, look, not a great deal because we only have 19 shares in him. So we're down 95p on him. Salah down 40p a share at the moment. Neymar's down 58p a share. Trent Alexander-Arnold down 12p a share. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain 5p a share. And Gomez is just level. Right. This needs major surgery, I think, at this point. Does it? It's the Champions League coming back. We've got Liverpool in the Champions League this week against Atletico Madrid. Mohamed Salah could just be the absolute superstar of this. We could see the same for Gomez and, of course, Trent, who's the biggest dip of form that he's had all season. He'll I've no doubt that these players will come around, but it's whether they're going to come round quickly enough in enough time. And the Neymar thing irks me so badly. But no, look, it is what it is. I'm going to ride this out for one more week. And then we're going to make, if we don't see a real uptick, we're going to make some drastic changes. So I need your help. Let me know some players that you think I should be bringing in the comments section underneath. I'm a little disappointed with this, but there's still time to go. While we're in the game, we're in the game. That's what I say. I would bank. Look, Salah's going to come good. Trent's coming good. Ox is coming good. And Gomez is coming good. Neymar, he's a big player. People like Neymar, right? That'll probably be fine. Yeah? Yeah, and Timo Werner, he's been great all season. Surely that'll continue. Surely. Yeah, let me know in the comments below. Check back for the Football Index updates next time when it's either major changes or major success. Hello everyone, Paul here from the Red Men TV. I'm here to announce that the Red Men boys are going to CopCon. Yes, from the 18th to the 21st of June, we are going to be in Las Vegas partying with you guys and with Liverpool legends as well. It promises to be an absolutely phenomenal time and the best place and way on planet Earth in the history of all things Liverpool to celebrate number 19 as well. You can join us. Head to copcon.org. Use the code REDMENTV, all capitals, to get a $10 discount off your tickets as well. And yeah, come and have a boss time with us over in Las Vegas with CopCon. Yeah, there you go, the Football Index update. Fantastic people, get involved with all that. And of course, get yourself over to CopCon as well at the end of the season. Yes, Georgia, Ross was talking about it before the break, about how, you know, there's players out there, and we just need to get on the pitch. Andy Robertson, yes, 100%. There's a real strong case for getting James Milner involved in this game as well. But the one that's head and shoulders above it, the one who will have been working harder than anyone else, it's Jordan Henderson. Mm-hmm. Every one of us will be crossing every finger and toe possible to see that lad gets on the pitch.
Yeah, like we said, and we've said it more often, is that we miss him. And also, I think, you know, we are, Milner did so well on the weekend, so to provide that, but to have Jordan Henderson back for a European game is just massive, especially when you look at what the game means and everything in account. This is the game that's crying out for him to come back. That being said, if he doesn't make his it's not the end of the world.
No.
Because we do have, great that Milner's now back and we have that sort of replacement in there. But it just would be a whole different dimension.
It's one of those we've been talking a lot in the last week or two in his absence, Jack, about that what he brings, and it's that being in the referee's ear, it's G-ing people up, it's bollocking people, it's making sure everyone knows the roles, it's orchestrating the midfield. But it also, we damn Jordan Henderson with faint praise a lot, and we do this with Milner as well, to some extent, Andy Robertson. That Barcelona game, Jordan Henderson, you know, he should have come off the pitch by all accounts. You know, he jacked himself up on all kinds of stuff and went out there and put in a Herculean shift. This just might be one of those games where you actually need Jordan Henderson. You need Jordan Henderson, the footballer, as much as you need Jordan Henderson, the captain.
Yeah, he gives everything every game, but these are one of the games where he steps it up a gear every time. And I think it's one of them where it's integral that we have him on Wednesday. I think we'll be fine without him. Obviously, we're Liverpool. We've been good all season. We don't just have individuals anymore. We have a team. But I think it's massive that we have Henderson back on Wednesday. I think even if he's not fit enough to start, I think him just being in the squad will also be a massive boost. I think him, you know, if we do sort of get an early goal, him coming on with half an hour left to go will be another massive boost to get us over the line and get that second.
Yeah.
I just think him being involved in some form will be massive on Wednesday.
Do you know what else might get the crowd a lift? Arsenal.
Yeah,
they're playing
yeah.
Man City on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So people will have one eye on that game as well. If it comes through that, you know, Arsenal got a goal, or you know, George Sefton says something at half time. Like, I think the crowd's gonna be pretty wild anyway. But I think that adds a lot.
There's definitely. I wonder whether that's one of those things where hopefully we'll be far too engrossed
in
challenging for us. But you're right. There's a potential by the end of the night that the league's almost done, and you've booked your place in the next round of the Champions League, which is absolutely mega. But the Jordan Henderson stuff for me, I think it's worth remembering. We've been far from watertight at the back, and you know, as much as we're talking about breaking Atletico down, you know, they're not the massive goal scoring force they've been over the years and what have you. But it's a goal from them, Ross. You know, it's an uphill battle trying to break that side down anyway. And that's the beauty of having someone like... There's a temptation, what I'm driving at, is to get sucked into this notion they're going to park everyone behind the ball. Fucking hell.
Park the bus.
Park the bus. They're going to try stopping to score goals. And you might be like, well, just put loads of attacking players on. But we need to make sure that we've got the balance. And I wonder whether Klopp will preference one of his European midfields. And whether that's got Fabinho in, I don't know. But whether he will forego a Keita and an Ox in this one, because he knows that you can't afford to give it away. You can't afford to fall short defensively or in attack.
Yeah, 90 minutes is a long time. These lads have been in position before, whether behind them. You know, we've said so much about Liverpool, about being calm, collective, you know, constructed in the build-up play that they have. But, you know, Madrid frustrated us last time and there was no answer. So it's about finding... A key to get past them. I think you're right. You know, if Milner comes in, the Brexit midfield, I think I'll be all right with that, because I think you've got the experience behind that. The people went to, you know, a Champions League final, and then kind of cutting out on the maturity of a James Milner in there. The issue is, Fabinho hasn't played well recently. So do you gamble not taking him out? And Jordan Henderson, as much as we all want him in the team, he's not in the game time.
Yeah.
And it's a massive game. So, you know, there's a gamble either way, what you do there for me. I'd be happy with either. I'd trust Klopp to make the right decision. But it's a huge thing to say, just chuck Jordan Henderson into such a huge game against an experienced European team as well.
I think the start of this game is massive. I think how this game starts is huge. I think we saw at the Wanda, the problem was Atletico started a lot better than us. And we were poor for that first 15 minutes, which meant we were chasing the game the whole rest of the game, and we played into their hands with that. I think if we can go in early, get an early goal, it sets us up perfectly for the rest of the game. But if it's a slow start, and then it might get, the atmosphere might get a bit weird. Mm-hmm. People might be starting to worry more. I think an early goal is pivotal.
Play David Origi, that sort of.
It's a very interesting one to judge. We're going to find out what Liverpool's form is really like, and whether we are in poor form, or whether has been said for weeks, whether this is, we've had an eye or two on this game. Because I agree with that logic. I think Atletico will come out fast. If I'm honest, I think they will give us 15 minutes.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And it might be a case of we just hold on a bit tighter, and then we give ourselves the whole game.
I think as well, we've got to remember, the Atletico game they've just played was Sevilla, leader of 2-2. Mm-hmm. They've got João Félix back now as well. He scored in the game and made that return. He's got Diego Costa back now as well. The whole thing we were surprised with is when Atletico did score. They didn't offer much more after that.
Yeah.
In terms of, you had Morata.
They capitalised on a dodgy situation.
Yeah, and you had Morata miss an arguably easier chance and things like that. Is he wasn't, and we were never really fearful of him as a striker or as him as a opposing threat. And now you've got two other, sort of, in my opinion, much more dangerous opponents, and they're much more of a goal threat. And I would say, like you were saying before, we can't go too gung-ho and, you know, we've got to get this goal and these are going to park the bus.
This is the point. This is the Barcelona game. You walk into that going, you have to start fast because you've got to score. You've got three goals to score and you've only got 90 minutes to do it. Whereas, you know, okay, we need one to take it to extra time. You need two to get the game won, etc., etc. I don't disagree. By the way, Jack, because I think in terms of getting Anfield, you do need to start brightly. You do need to start well.
The one thing I just hope that doesn't happen is we approach it too tactically, and we become this sort of, you know, oh, at this minute, then we'll push it. We're going to start.
But the composed approach I don't. What I'm kind of driving at, Ross, is I don't know that we will necessarily throw our game plan out the window because we play this season. We play. We're calm. We'll time waste. We'll do whatever we need to do. I just. I wonder whether we will. We're talking about this like it's a big game. It's a big notion. You know, we need to go all in on it. I actually wonder whether we will. I wonder whether Klopp might just think, I'll just put a good team out and just tell the lads to do what they do.
The issue or concern that I've got is I'm fine with that being tactically astute and kind of slowing it down and picking your thing, but we've been lethargic for the past four or 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. You know, since the winter break, we just haven't looked ourselves at all.
And that's I don't trust it enough right now to be that tactically, because I don't think that we'd step it up.
As the game goes on, it's the chance of that happening for me reduces significantly. Like Bournemouth second half, okay, we were 2-1 up. But, like, we just don't seem ruthless enough at the minute. You know, it's fine with creating chances, we're getting them behind them, and Bournemouth are a different breed to Atletico. But, you know, those chances that we got at Madrid were few and far between.
And that,
they've come out fighting fast, but I think we need to be aggressive.
I think from a Madrid perspective as well, you're looking at this, you're saying they haven't got Alisson. So, actually, if we score, they need three, which is difficult against a low-block team. So, I think it's one of them where it might be like you say, they just want to score. That's what they want.
The Alisson thing's massive, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Adrian made a mistake at Chelsea as well. Well, that knocked his confidence.
It's just that a guy turns fine, isn't he? And we've seen it, you know, if we need him as a shot stopper, you know, it wouldn't shock me if he's at the centre of this game. You know, whether he... I mean, I think about the Napoli away, pull up one of the best saves I've ever seen, but we lose... You know, and it doesn't matter that he made that.
I think he steps up in this game, though. I
hope so.
Because you sort of, when he stepped in for the Super Cup and things like that, he rises to that occasion, and it's possible that, you know...
I mean, he gives a penalty away in that game.
But then he saves one as well.
He's fine, is he? And this is the issue we've got, though, is that I'm not sure how trustworthy we can be to be rock solid in this game, so it might be a case of... And it's fascinating because we could probably trust ourselves to do our normal job, you know, because we have converted really well this season to being a possession-based side. So as much as people can say, oh, they're a low-block team, everyone's a fucking low-block team against Liverpool this year. That's how they are. We're not incredible at blowing those teams away. We're not like Man City, who are just built to blow everyone away. But we are very good at, you know, we know that a football match can be won in 95 minutes. It doesn't need to be won in the first 20, which is what we... struggled with for years, because we'd blow ourselves out. We might blow teams away, but if we didn't, we'd be fucked. We'd have nothing left in the tank come the end of games. Think about Man City in the league 2 seasons ago. They very nearly turned that round because we had nothing left by the end of that game.
I think there's a temptation, sorry Georgia, of like, because we haven't performed well for the past 4 or 5 games, loads of people again on Twitter have gone, let's just do what we did in 17-18, let's do that again, for the reason you just said we can't.
But I think I wonder whether we might just try something different for this, you know, whether, you know, as much as we can say, oh, have we been building up to this game, I wouldn't be shocked to see Klopp do something different for this match. And I don't think Divock Origi's going to come in. I don't think, you know, Jadon Shaqiri's coming in off the cold.
Not
going to see Bobby and Mo sat in the stands of this one just for shits and giggles.
Because Paul said on Revenge you
inspirational t-shirt quotes on, because that's what you need.
You still got that never give up shirt, Mo. Yeah, I am. Can you just,
yeah, I've got the game plan. Yeah. Right. You're going to wear a really nice t-shirt. I do wonder, and there's options there, whether we do see something. Like, we're all convinced that Fabinho's starting this game, and he probably will, because he should be our best number six. But it wouldn't shock me absolutely not. But it wouldn't surprise that, you know, we joke about the Brexit midfield. You could see a midfield of Henderson, Wijnaldum, Milner in this one, because he knows that he can trust those lads to do a job. Equally, it wouldn't shock me if Naby Keita started this game, because as much as he's been in and out constantly in the big games of football, and Naby's fit and available, he puts him into those games.
I think that the main thing for me is that the front three, two of them are firing on all cylinders. Yeah. And for me, one of them has to be Firmino.
Yeah.
I think if he's on form and he is the Firmino that we know and kind of adore, him linking up with Salah or Mane is the thing that can change a game. And we suddenly forget about a leaky defence or we forget about problems at the back because they're banging in two and three. I do think as soon as Firmino is in form and he's got that partnership with one of them, it doesn't have to be all three. We've seen that. that's the thing that can change.
Firmino's massive. We've been saying it for a couple of weeks now, and you were just saying it, Jack. It wouldn't shock you if Firmino broke his home duck this season in this game, because we have seen him. He does step up in the big games. He's the hero of the Club World Cup. It wouldn't surprise at all if this was the one, because it's there for him. It's tantalisingly close, but there's such fine margins at that end of the pitch that, you know, it wouldn't surprise him. We're all ready to write Firmino off and battle. Oh, he's just a number 10 playing in a number 9 position. Oh, he doesn't score enough goals. He's got pride.
It's the old cliche, though, isn't it, that he's not part of the system, he is the system. Yeah. And it's one of them things where when he's playing well, usually we're at our best. And that's what we need against Atletico. Obviously, he wasn't involved against Barcelona, and he'll be seeing this as his opportunity. He'll be up for a game like this, like everyone will. Georgia mentioned earlier about, obviously, João Felix being back, but I know they're without their fullbacks. I think Trippier got injured at the weekend.
Did he? Well, he played at the weekend, didn't he?
Yeah, I know that does. He limped off or something. So it might be that actually that plays into our front three's hands if they've got two less experienced fullbacks playing, not their first choice, might help us out there as well. So, okay.
Let's talk about what we think is going to happen on the pitch then for the Reds. Who's Klopp going to go with, or rather, I should say, rather, who would you prefer to see us go with, Ross Chanley?
The back five
picks itself. Yeah. Unfortunately,
I'm going the Brexit midfield.
Oh really?
Yeah, Hendo, Milner, Genie.
Interesting. And then the front three.
And then the front three. Yeah.
Okay, Georgia.
I go the same. If Henderson is fifth, and when I say fifth, I mean, like, you know, Reds to go, I'd start him without a doubt. If not, I'd simply just swap Hendo for Fabinho. The rest the same.
I think it'll be the same team that started the away game. So the midfield of Henderson, Fabinho and Wijnaldum.
Interesting. The only thing that might be a possibility for us in this one is the Fabinho start. You put Wijnaldum and in the midfield, and we maybe look at how the game progresses, and you've got like Keita Lallana maybe who come into the game. We saw this right at the start of the season against Man City in the Charity Shield. We did it against United as well, away from home. You throw your lads who are just more comfortable in possession in tighter spaces on in the last 20 minutes, 25 minutes, half an hour, and you'd absolutely go hell for leather for it. It'd be interesting to see the levels of conservatism on display, because, as I say, you can't win this game. I don't think we can win this game in the first half. Hey, we might do. We fucking blew Roma away. We blew Man City away. We've blown Porto away. We've blown all kinds of teams
not
away.
Not done that for a while.
Barcelona, though. You know. Yeah. But you can lose this tie, I think, if you're not careful in the first half. So maybe...
Without a doubt, I'd like to see Keita or Ox come on.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I think them coming off the bench, and we've said it constantly, is just somehow a completely different player than mm-hmm. them starting. Seeing them come off the bench would be great. The one thing I just don't want to see is Origi on the wing.
Yeah.
If Origi gets brought on the wing, I just think it's just a waste of a...
He's got space to run into, which he won't have because they're not going to set up that way.
It's the argument of, and I say if I've got, is Origi as a centre forward is a good centre forward. He's something that Liverpool don't have, and he's something completely different than what we do. So putting him out on the wing to be crossing balls in or to be doing things that Mane does well, that Salah does well, you want him in there on the end of the things that he's trying to put across.
Yeah. The only other one, and I'm going to mention this for the absent Chris Pajak, is that a shift to 4-2-3-1.
I was going to say that. He loves a
4-2-3-1 shift, as our Chris. And maybe you do something with Fabinho and Wijnaldum just to give Fabinho a little bit more of someone closer to him, or Henderson in that situation as well. And then maybe you go with, you bring Ox in just and push him and say, right, you're not responsible for being box to box. I don't think he's been great at that this season.
To be fair though, this might be a game that suits Ox, you know, a player that would just strike it from anywhere, just have a go.
Yeah.
It might be one of them where get frustrated and just need Ox to just hit one from 25 yards and get going again.
Absolutely.
I'd rather him come on and have that impact of it being 0-0 and having him come on, or, you know, 1-0, we need that extra goal. I just don't see Ox for some reason in the past, the form he's been in, starting, is just not the same, and he doesn't really offer the same as he does.
It's our comparisons. This is the issue with Atletico, is all our points of comparison all against like these teams who come with ambitions of winning the game against you.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've faced a team at that level since the... you know, Mourinho's Chelsea used to do it all the time. He'd do it with Man United against us as well, and they would often frustrate us. This is the mad thing, because I look at Oxford and think, but it could be... Look at the City games in the Champions League. You know, could have a real impact on these. But from the start, I don't know. It's a real challenge for Klopp.
For the first time since his injury, he's playing a lot of football. Mm. Recently, because of injuries, he's had to play more football than he has this season. Well, since his injury completely, and I think for me, it might be catching up with him a bit now, and it might be that. He just does need a rest, and he just doesn't.
He's been that bad, to be honest.
Yeah, I think he's been fine. He's been up and down.
It's just in comparison to when we see him as a sub and coming on, he always offers this just like burst of energy.
I think the point is that in the absence of Jordan Henderson, that was a real opportunity. Hendo's playing in his position. That was a real opportunity for Ox, and it's not entirely his fault because he's part of a system. You know, you can't blame one guy individually apart from Dejan Lovren, obviously. sorry, Dejan, it's not fair.
Dejan watching this. Yeah, this is before his game.
But, you know, I don't think Ox has quite grasped it. But the beauty of this, and this is like goes back to the Henderson stuff, even if Jordan Henderson's only half fit, it's one game of football. You get by on painkillers and adrenaline in this one. You know what I mean? You can find levels that you didn't know you had prior to. We've seen it again, go back to the Barcelona game. It's a chance for some more Liverpool players to write themselves into Anfield folklore. And most of them are in there already at this point in some form or another. But it's a massive game of football.
The stuff that he brings onto the pitch as well. We saw with Milner just before the game at the weekend of telling people what to do, you know, G'ing people up or being in the ref's face or just organising people. I think if you have both of those on the team, I think it puts you in a lot better position. Mm-hmm. And the question is the creativity. But they're both, you know, defensive-minded players. Well, usually most creative players in Robbo and Trent allow them to go get forward, and you've got, you know, maturity, experience to just kind of cut out those counters you were about
for. I think teams have gotten in our face in the last few weeks, and I think we've shit the bed a bit. And not totally, but I think we have. I think, and I wonder, and I've been saying this, that have we had an eye on this game, whatever? Well, now's the time to prove that. The Premier League is, as much as we've been saying all this time, look, the Premier League's done, the Premier League's not done. But because of the Manchester derby, because of us getting the point against Bournemouth, you know, it's 6 points now. 6 points from, what, 9 games, mm-hmm. you know, we've got to take just to get that done. You can afford to play a team of whoever's physically capable of standing in the derby if you have to. But you've got to get through this tie. Yeah. You've got to give absolutely every ounce of energy. And that means we've got to be ready to kick and pull and well, not bite, because we know that can go wrong in modern footy, but whatever, we've got to give...
In modern footy?
Yeah.
Back in the old days.
When
bite someone without the referee.
I'm sure Dixie Dean bit about 50 people to beat to score a goal. But this is the thing, old school footy, when it was, you know, you could be... I want Liverpool to be nasty, and I think we've come up against nasty teams in recent weeks, Watford being the prime example, and I think we've cowered a touch in the face of that. There can be no room for that.
I just pray for a decent ref this game as well. Because he was wanking.
Well, it's European refereeing, and so the point is they're gonna go with the dark arts, and it's gonna work because they love the dark arts on the continent. They love players diving on the minimal contact, and I want to see that from Liverpool. I want to see us be fucking scumbags in this game. I want to see us standing on Achilles, and I want to see us pulling shirts, and I want to see us rolling around on the floor like we've been fucking shot, and I want to see us time wasting just to wind them up and have them go, what the hell are they? Why are they time wasting? They need a goal. I want us to do everything.
James Milner putting someone on their ass when it's about to go up for a throw-in. Like it did to Neymar. Just
going backwards.
Whatever. Yeah. All of it. I want us to be nasty, nasty pricks. I don't want us to leak. Because, look, you can lose this game. We can go out here.
But be a prick about it.
No. But this is the Champions League. I think we've gotten into this thing. We've become a bit entitled because they've put them in so good. You can lose games of football. Anyone can lose a game of footy to anyone. That's why footy's boss. But you know, we can. The Premier League is it. It's objective number one. It's the only thing that truly matters. And the point is, when you get to the Champions League, you get out that group. You can go out to anyone. You can go. You can go out. Brilliant teams. There's every single team that's in the round of 16 will feel that they've got a chance of winning the Champions League. They just will. Atletico have been to enough finals. They know what they're doing. Simeone knows what he's doing. He will have one eye on that next round course. He will. So all we should ever expect is that the players go out there and they give absolutely everything. And look, we've come to expect that, so that's what we should expect to see. But yeah, them on the pitch, us on the stand, everything we've got. If you're around Anfield, get down. Get down before and come and have a sing-song around the ground, welcome the coaches, all that stuff. And if you're in the ground, like I'm fortunate enough to be, do what you can. Grab a flag, jump up and down, twirl your scarf, clap your hands, boo. Anyone can boo. Anyone can boo. Even if you're in the upper Kenny, you can boo.
Even if you've got coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly. Your test might be a bit tight, but you can still do it. Or, don't. If you've got coronavirus, don't go. Because we don't want to be having to play behind closed doors. Anyway. Yes. Score predictions, Jack, what do you think?
2-0.
Okay.
2-0.
3-1. We go goal behind, then Bobby gets a hat trick.
Oh God!
I've seen it.
Oh,
that sounds good.
Yeah. 2-0. I think. I want to go full optimistic, and I want to say we'll be 3-0 up at half time because we are due to just smash someone. It's just weather. Every time I think that, that's pure optimism, not based on actual football.
That's Monday. Just a derby on Monday.
No, fuck it. 4-0 Liverpool.
Wow.
It's not. It's going to be extra time in pens. I'm going to go for it. Anyway, let us know your predictions, start 11 predictions and score predictions in the comments section underneath. Do head over to copcon.org and get your tickets for that as well. That's going to be amazing. And of course, check out the Football Index YouTube channel. Guys, thank you very much. Oh, big Champions League night at Anfield. We're going to be there. We'll see you post-match. Ta-da.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.